okay, so tell me, what about the driving movie? What did you just say about the driving movie? It was really funny. I said
there's a lot of people just kissing in the cars because a lot of people are going on dates.
Oh, okay. Well, what else about what's so different about a driving movie? What do they do?
You drive in your car, and so you're watching
in a theater.
No, it's kind of like a theater, but it's just outside, and there's a big screen.
Oh.
And you park your cars like all in front of the big screen.
Okay, so it's like the cars are watching the movie too.
Yeah, sort of. Except they don't have eyes and they're not alive.
That's true. Actually, you mentioned something before about being alive, which was really interesting. What did you tell me before about being alive, when you die, what happens?
I don't know. Seriously, it's really weird. It's like when you die, you're not alive, so you don't know what's happening, and you're not alive, so you don't know anything.
Right, you're not conscious.
So basically, right now it's so weird for me because like I'm alive and I know like
you feel
things
like
that.
Okay.
But when you're dead, it's like you're not alive, so you're not.
You're not conscious. You're not.
You're just lying down and you don't know anything. You don't even feel that you're lying down because.
Right, you don't feel anything. It's like being asleep.
Except when I'm asleep, I feel.
Well, you dream.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes you're aware that you're dreaming.
And then you wake up because of your dream.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's interesting. And it's interesting that you brought that up this morning because I used to think the exact same thing when I was younger. And right up to maybe 8 or 9 years ago. But I used to lie awake at night thinking about that once you're gone, you're not conscious anymore. You're not self-aware. You're not aware of being alive. You're not aware of anything. And you know what? It used to scare me.
Really?
Yeah, it used to scare me. So I had to stop thinking about it because I would lie awake night after night thinking about this.
It doesn't scare me.
Okay, good. I don't want it to.
Seriously?
But that's why, what did I say before about it?
Don't think about it too much.
Don't think about it too much and?
And I'm too young to die right now.
Well, yeah, of course. But what did you tell me that they say on Kung Fu Panda?
Oh, yeah, they said live every day like it's your last day to live.
That's right. Live every day as if it's your last day to live.
That because there was this special flower that only lived one day, and then the guy thought he was going to die. Like, he was this really, really powerful guy. And then they saved him and all, but he thought he was going to die. He was like, thank you. Today was the best day ever. Because he was all locked up in a box because he's the best kung fu master and blah, blah, blah.
Ah, okay.
And so they keep him in a box so nothing can distract him. But he's never been out in, like, 15 years.
Mm.
So he was like running around and.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And then he got caught by this giant bull guy.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you. That was interesting.